Welcome to Medical Confessions,
your remedy for serious medicine. I'm Jen.
I'm April.
And I'm Scott. Today we're going to be talking about apple cider vinegar, and all the fancy medical things that people are touting that'll do for you.
Before we get into this, though, I feel like we have to visit one of our last episodes, because I feel like there was so much that took place in the aftermath that, in fact, John H. commented on it already and wanted to know. First of all, apparently he'd like to see you slowly die, yeah. Which is awesome, because April and
which
I did
too. Which episode are we talking about?
Hypothermia.
Yeah.
And
I was slowly dying.
Yeah, well, and he obviously like got the dying. Same kick out of it that April and I did, because it was funny watching you go through this process, you know, and like seeing you go from, you know, great to like the shell of a man. But he was specifically interested in like, how did you get out of the tub and
carefully,
right? And yeah. Then also what happened in the recovery process, which is where I think we probably all saw the most significant like reaction, or how you truly reacted to it. In this studio, it seemed pretty controlled and everything, but then after we tried to warm you, it was a little bit more unnerving, I think, than we thought it was going to be. So,
well, I've never full-on shivered like this in a hot tub before, like sitting in a hot tub just shivering cold. That was weird.
Well, first we tried to get you out of the tub, and it was not pretty.
Well, you I couldn't feel my legs, so when you put pressure on, it's like your limb's asleep. You can't, I mean, you feel it, but you don't really have control. It was kind of weird.
I felt like it was almost like the birthing video of like a newborn calf or something. Like you were very like useless, you know.
Looked all wet and slimy and gross
cute and sad. And you had a loved one in the studio, and so she kind of witnessed it. I think that made her a little uncomfortable. Like, wow, he's legitimately.
She said afterwards that she was very nervous. She wanted it to end sooner than it did.
Yeah, and April and I kept things moving. Well, then we moved you down to a nice warm hot tub, about 102 degrees, and placed you in there.
That's painful. Yeah. You don't go straight from cold ice water to hot tub without it hurting quite a bit. I stepped in and had to step right back out for a few minutes.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that we probably had you in there for like a good 20, 30 minutes before we felt like your temperature had gotten up to a
point where you could leave me alone,
right?
Yeah,
96 is when we got let you get out. You said you kept saying, "I feel great. I feel awesome."
Well, compared to sitting in a bucket of ice, he probably did feel awesome, but I don't think you were normal yet.
Just that 3 degrees.
Well, it was interesting. The temperature kept going down.
That's right.
Even after I got out of the.
That's right. So once we got you into the tub, I think we were down in the low 94s, right? Mm-hmm. By the last temp that we checked. So that was several minutes after we left the studio. You were still.
You guys are trying to kill me. That's what was happening.
So that we could inherit all this.
So that all
ours. No, it was just like it was a really interesting, you know, scenario. And it was kind of like we talk about warming patients and what happens in the aftermath. That one was just kind of, it took a while. And then how did you feel the rest of the day?
Once I got out of the hot tub and then put my jacket on, I was okay. But I didn't take my jacket off for several hours, I think.
It was a warm fall day. Like it was to the rest of us, like comfortable outside in a t-shirt.
And I was, the only thing that really shocked me, everything was kind of normal. Like your legs are numb, can't move your fingers, the breathing. Like I felt short of breath the last 15, 20 minutes, and I've never really felt short of breath just sitting there before.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, with our hypothermia episode, and then we've got a couple more that are now in the works, it's kind of exciting that we're back into our normal routine. So releasing a new episode every month, we're this close to having our podcast up and running. But what I'm most excited about is our viewers that watch us regularly. I'm excited to hear some of the comments that Sunny in Santa Monica and the Fox. They've always got really good things to say, and then it provokes good conversation for us when we're prepping for an episode. So I'm kind of interested in what they think of some of the new episodes. In fact, I would like to encourage those that regularly view that maybe if they have ideas, we've got some like planned, but I'd love it if something pops up new that maybe someone that watches us regularly.
Yeah, what medically would you like to see these ladies do?
research. But seriously, I think that other people have, different unique experiences. Maybe they can suggest episodes for us, and that would be fun to actually fulfill one of our regulars.
Yeah.
It could maybe be scary. I don't know, but that'll be fun.
Yeah, so comment. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what you'd like to see, because they would love to do that.
We might have, after watching the aftermath, we might have to take one for the team.
I was actually super, the thing I was super impressed about was the fact that you had the willpower to stay in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I could have
I wouldn't
it.
Have, I know well, that.
I do know that pretty much just friends and family watch this, and I didn't want to be like, you know,
the wimpy guy.
I'm the loser who couldn't make it, you know, and it's just people I know, so they'll be, oh, you're kind of a pansy dude.
Right.
And, you know.
Right. Well, and what
ego is keeping me going, I guess.
Totally. Well, and I don't, so I can't stand cold, and I probably wouldn't have been able to tough it out, but what our viewers may or may not know is we're all on different forms of diets right now, additionally, that we're doing for a full month for one of our future episodes. So we're all in different levels of discomfort and frustration. But I don't know if doing this diet I'm on for one full month, if I would pass this up to just sit in that tub of ice water for 45 minutes.
I would pass that. I would do the hypothermia again. Versus
over
this
the diet.
Yeah. This diet is
so
brutal.
Stay tuned for that episode because I think that's going to be really interesting too.
If you can't tell, I'm sweating a ton.
I know.
And I shouldn't be.
And my stomach is growling so much right now that I can hear it over, like, your guys' audible voices. So let's get involved with what we have for today.
Apple cider vinegar.
I know.
What have you heard?
It's all over Pinterest. I know that.
I hear that the word vinegar comes from the Latin word sour wine.
Which,
well, that's what I know.
That's Latin. I feel like it's kind of been like a popular thing for the last couple of years, and I see like mm-hmm. display things in the grocery store like this is the all, you know, it's like the snake oil of 2017-18. But I've actually partaken in it because I listened to Pinterest and I tried it, and there was like 27 like things it was supposed to do, and I think my husband does it regularly for digestion. So
my husband as well for digestion.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Does it make him feel more full?
No, I think he was kind of jumping on the bandwagon. If it's going to help reduce weight, then he's going to just do it as it can't hurt anything kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, and is that true before we get into it? Is there are there any ill effects of taking apple cider vinegar?
Yes.
Especially in the volumes, you know, in higher volumes. They recommend like 2 to 3 tablespoons a day is kind of the range you want to go with. But yeah, if you have kidney problems, you don't want to, if there's acetic acid in there, it's one of the benefits we're getting from it. But too much acid and you don't have kidneys, you know, that's one of the things that regulates your acid-base balance. And so if that's not working, you could make yourself too acidic.
So if you're having maybe decreased, maybe if your kidneys aren't, operating normal, so it would be bad. Maybe somebody who's got some diabetic issues and maybe some kidney issues.
Yeah, if you got kidney problems, you probably shouldn't be drinking it.
Yeah.
And your doc would probably let you know that. I mean, if you've got kidney problems, they're talking about diet control just to keep you off dialysis. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to go through that.
What stuff. About something simple like somebody that maybe has kidney stones? Would this aggravate the issue?
No.
Okay.
Kidney stones is a different process. But teeth, you know, it is an acid, so it's going to erode your teeth pretty quickly. So
Is funny because I saw one of the, like, helpful tips. It was, like, put it on a Q-tip and put it on your teeth to help, like, an immediate whitening process. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I read, like, another article that was, like a dentist, like, don't do that. Like, you just use, like, a nice ADA recommended whitening toothpaste, and it's, like, way, like, that's too much of a concentration. You're putting acid on your teeth.
Yeah. Hey, carbonated... No, never mind. I was going to say fluorinated hydroxyapatite is the fluoride that turns in, then helps your teeth whiten.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually be, you know, helping make your teeth white, but it's going to erode your teeth too. And nobody wants meth mouth.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what the dentist was saying. Like, no, not in that concentration.
Well, and we always say everything in moderation there. I don't know where this woman was from, but a 28-year-old woman consumed 8 ounces of apple cider vinegar a day.
Ew. Ooh. And it's pretty
potent. For 6 years. She was admitted to the hospital with low potassium levels, abnormalities in blood chemistry, and diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Well, and that's one of the bigger, more life-threatening things is if you do take it in higher volumes, you can lower your potassium level, and that's going to affect your heart rate and give you some cardiac
problems.
So what
if you take a medication that...
So if you're taking medications like, water pills for CHF.
Spironolactone or something like that.
Like Lasix or, you know, HCTZ, something like that, where you're going to, you know, reduce your potassium levels in general, you take that too, it's going to make it worse. So they'll say if you're on these medications, don't be doing the apple cider vinegar. But with that, there are some health benefits with it. My personal opinion is all of the health benefits you get from this, you can get other places a whole lot easier. But there are some things that do help.
Yeah. Like, well, and I'm going to take a similar stance to you. The claims that I found, even on Pinterest, or I felt like, and I discussed this with April already, is it really the apple cider vinegar, or is it that someone's making a conscious effort to highlight something? So, for instance, like the digestion, is the apple cider vinegar mixed with a increased fluid intake, and maybe they're now paying attention to that, so maybe they're foregoing some of the trigger food. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it just that, or is it paired with changing in behavior, diet, whatever else it is, and is it really the wonder?
Well, one of the things just with diet and weight loss, one of the conclusions to one of the studies on the weight loss was it helps you feel more full, so then you would eat less.
But is it the apple cider vinegar, or is it the increase in fluids?
Well,
because they always tell you to drink a glass of water before you eat.
Well, and it could be because you can't, you couldn't, you know, factor out a cause and effect for that. One of the problems, too, with the studies on the weight loss that everybody says, oh, it helps with weight loss, is the studies they used also were calorie-restricted diets.
Right.
So they would take apple cider vinegar, they would reduce their calorie intake by like 250 calories a day, plus they'd also exercise. So was it the calorie intake? Was it the
acetic
acid?
So there was a study that just proved what I just said.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but part of that was the people who you know, everybody lost weight in this study, and the placebo group lost less weight than the group who took the apple cider vinegar. So the conclusion was it wasn't really the vinegar itself, but they just felt more full, and part of those people complained of nausea, and so they were less hungry. So was it the, you know,
right,
that making them nauseous so they're not hungry? Who knows?
And you've never tried it, correct?
I have never taken apple cider vinegar.
Should we do that?
Well, you should. Sure, let's do it. Well, and there's... So what are the other claims you've heard? Like, weight loss was one, but, you know, you can't really...
Weight loss, I've heard that it's good for skin.
Yeah,
like, you
acne.
Know, acne.
That would be very true.
Oh, really?
Well, look at Cetaphil, right? For your face cleaner?
Yeah.
Acetic acid is one of the components. Is it?
That's a lot.
Well, April and I were saying...
Like a shot glass.
April and I were saying that we both have tasted it before and that you can mix it with water, and sometimes people add other items in there as well. Cinnamon, manuka honey, things like that. I've done it with water, and I don't prefer, like, my entire large glass of water to be ruined with it, but I don't mind. It's like cranberry juice to me. Like, it's sour, it's kind of bitter. Like, I'll chug it real quick, but that's a lot. Like... I think I've
I was
done
just
my
going like a shot
burns
of
burns from this as well.
Oh yeah, it's an acid, shot. Right?
It's gonna aggravate my ghost pepper injury. Like, I'll be laying on the ground.
Well, yeah. So the main components that everybody, you know, all of these things that everybody's claiming comes from three things in it. One is going to be the acetic acid. The other is going to be, you know, and that's acetic acid is present in all vinegars, not just apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
In somewhere between like 5% and 20%. Well, that's actually how you make vinegar. You take some sugars, you add a bacteria called acetobacter, and it will turn those alcohol that's in the vinegar into acetic acid, and then what's left over is you got a little bit of bacteria and maybe some yeast in there. Or in apple cider vinegar, it's the yeast, and then that's called the mother that's in there, which I have no idea why. But acetic acid in general can be good for you in several ways. It's an antioxidant. So it will actually, you know, everybody gets oxidative stress from things, and everybody knows if you can reduce oxidative stress, you've got, you know, lower chances of long term anyway. If you're taking this in, not just like one time, but you got lower chance of cancers, less chance of heart disease, diabetes, all of these oxidative stress problems, early aging, that sort of thing, because acetic acid will actually turn lactate and acetate into carbon dioxide and water. So everybody knows lactate's a byproduct of just muscle metabolism when you're working out or when you're going throughout the day, but it is an acid. You got to get rid of it somehow. Well, you know, acetobacter is that bacteria that helps take lactate and acetate and turn it into CO2 and water that you can pee off and breathe off.
So we talked about, I just had that severe muscle soreness recently, and I thought it was attributed to my diet, the change in my diet. would this have helped? Or would this help prevent that for me?
That will help, yes, because it's going to be your lactate and probably some pyruvic acid. There's some, you know, a few different acids, but lactic acid is one of those after you work out. And so yeah. It would help, you know, get rid of that.
I just find it interesting that I was complaining to you about how severe my muscle soreness was. Right. And this bottle was literally on the counter right next to me, and you didn't recommend it, like, well, privately.
Right, exactly what went,
like,
through my mind.
The magic pill was right there, and you didn't even, like, share that knowledge.
Well, here's the problem. It's not a magic pill, though. Because, like I said, acetic acid is not just in vinegar. It's everywhere. That acetobacter is that bacteria that's taking sugars and turning it into acetic acid. Well, any sort of fruits, vegetables, plants, you know, this bacteria is going to get on there. So grapes, wine has a ton of, you know, acetic acid in it.
Yeah.
And so if you just want to talk numbers, if you eat the whole fruit of an apple, 100 grams, you're going to get about 100 or 200 or 300 milligrams of you know, like polyphenols and that sort of thing, and the acetic acid. But if you take wine, and just 1 8-ounce thing of wine gives you 100. So 2 glasses of wine will give you the exact same of, like, the whole fruit.
Yeah.
So there's better ways to do it than just vinegar.
However, based upon the diet that I'm on right now, I can't have pretty much any sugar. And so this right here has no carbohydrates. There's no calories. There's basically nothing. Wine, apples, all of that are not.
So you could use this as a
supplement. So there's a magic pill right there that you could have offered me.
All right, we'll start chugging. See how it does. See how that goes.
The global demand for acetic acid is about 10.7 million tons per year, and 1.5 million comes from recycling.
And not very much from vinegar. Actually, it's mostly like industrial processes, like textiles and plastic making and things like that.
So is this the go-to brand, Bragg? It's from Paul C. Bragg, PhD, originator of health stores, life extension specialist, and Patricia Bragg. So they must be a couple. Their picture's on there. That's cute.
Bragging?
No, that's her last name.
That's a dad joke.
Okay.
Actually,
the USDA recognizes them organic. I feel like this is the one that is, like, always on the display. Like, yeah. It's the go-to.
Well, somebody I know uses this in salad dressing making, and so it just happened to be on my counter this morning. I'm like, oh, I could use that today, and so I took it.
Well, and I know that it's used a lot for food preservation, you know, like canning and things like that, so I just didn't know what was different about this brand versus...
I have no idea about the brands, because all vinegars are pretty much the same. You've got these, you know, vinegars are just acetic acid and water,
right?
Mainly. Apple cider vinegar, you get those extra, you get some polyphenols in there, and you get vitamin B's and C's, because it's the sugars from the apples that's turning into
this
alcohol.
This is everything. This is gluten-free. It's made from organic apples.
Yeah,
it's kosher.
I was going to say, I think it's popular because it has the organic label, and that's pretty big right now with a lot of people.
Well, it's just that, if you took pear cider vinegar, it'd be the same thing. Because you're getting the polyphenols that are antioxidants, and then you're getting the vitamin B's and C's that you would get from the fruit to begin with.
This one just pears are just hard to grow.
Apples are better.
That's what's happened to me. Apples are way easier.
Or wine. How about just wine?
Yeah.
I'm the wine guy, so I would love to just drink wine instead of this.
And it completely replaces the need for this wine does.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it does the same thing for you. You know, everybody knows wine a day kind of helps with those flavanols and the polyphenols that are antioxidants.
Would non-alcoholic wine work?
Actually, probably not, because unfortunately...
He's got to study to prove this.
Well, I mean, just think about how it's made, right? How the acetic acid is made. You take this acetobacteria, and it is digesting alcohol. And in the presence of oxygen, it makes acetic acid, and it's the alcohol that it's breaking down. So if you don't have any alcohol, that bacteria is not going to make the acetic acid.
Darn.
Which is probably why it tastes so horrible.
It does.
I think we need to...
I can't drink... Ugh. Oh, I can't even smell this stuff.
1 minute.
Did we get a... We should have got a chaser.
Sorry.
No. That's what makes us tough.
Oh, God.
Just do it.
This is all like...
Right. Ready?
I can't
Cheers.
Do
it. Cheers.
To apple cider vinegar.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up.
Stand by.
He's bringing the non-approved cup. Scott, seriously.
It's pretty gross.
It's not awesome.
You didn't even take your whole shot.
He's a quitter. He's a quitter.
you guys are underestimating the amount of food I've been eating lately.
Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with
it. And you're underestimating.
I'm sure if we put a glass of wine in front of you, you'd be able to take it.
Oh, like a champ.
And you're underestimating the negative calorie content of my stomach right now with a recent burn from a ghost pepper, and I sucked that thing down, so... This is why you got stuck in the bath.
You guys
cold
are better
water.
Men than me. That's what I've just
this
found out here.
This is why you got stuck in the cold bath of water. Because you were most likely to suffer.
I am not much of a vinegar guy to begin with. I don't like vinaigrette.
Oh,
salad
see, I
dressing.
Love it.
I do too.
Like same with the cranberry juice. Yeah. Like that's right up my alley. I don't like sugary sweet stuff. Yeah.
Well, and when you do the eggs in for like Easter eggs, and you have to dip it in vinegar, I hate that. Mm.
Well. If I would have known that, I would say that's probably not going to be fun for you.
No, it was not fun for me.
So you would rather have the cup with it in there, and you'd rather sip on it for...
I would probably like to mix it with some water. Water it down.
Mm. Yeah. I don't.
No, I just rather get it over with.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, so yeah, we talked about, let's see, it's good for...
I use vinegar a lot with cleaning. Like,
oh, do you?
Yeah.
Like your own natural cleaning?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think they're studying it a lot for its antibacterial properties. It's an acid. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about in our honey episode, you know, the acid content of the honey is helping you with antibacterial stuff. So, you know, with all the antibacterial resistance that's out there, you know, you don't want to give antibiotics. So is there other things we can use? And acids are one of those things.
Yeah.
And so one of the ways you can help, like, clean stuff, clean your food, right? So there was one study that said, you know, if you want to take your lettuce and clean your lettuce, everybody knows that gets recalled like every other day because
right.
there's some sort of, you know, thing on there that's going to hurt you. But if you wash it in some, apple cider vinegar, maybe add some lemon in there, after about 15 minutes, all the bacteria is gone and you're good to go. It's nice and clean.
Yeah.
So,
apple cider vinegar was used in the American Civil War and as late as World War I for the vinegar's natural antiseptic. It was used for cleaning and disinfecting wounds of
Wouldn't
soldiers.
It's gotta hurt.
I would think that hurts
yes.
a lot, but probably a lot less than like, you know, amputation without any, you know, pain
yeah.
medicine.
Ugh.
Here, bite on this stick while I cut your leg off.
Pour this vinegar over it.
Oh, yeah, maybe it takes your mind off of the surgery at hand.
But yeah, no, so it's very antibacterial because of that acidic nature of it. Bacteria need those pHs above like 4 to 4.5 to survive, so acids will help, you know, kill them. Awesome.
Yeah. So overall, you're saying that there are benefits. If people wanted to incorporate this into their normal routine, they would probably see some health benefits.
Yeah, you would see some help, but in my mind, there's other ways you can do that. Coffees and teas have acetic acid in it. Wine has the polyphenols and the flavonoids that this would have in it. Some of the vitamins that you get, you can take a multivitamin in a day and be
but
just
it
fine.
Sounds like you're suggesting that you would need to do coffee and wine and vitamins to get the same effects.
Sounds
that
like
this.
My daily routine. I don't know what the problem is, you know.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee. I drink wine occasionally. I'm okay with taking vitamins, but I'm thinking that maybe
one shot, like once a day, you knock out all three of those.
It is a good alternative for all that stuff. Yes.
Oh, nice.
But it wouldn't, like, it's not going to cure cancer, right? I think that's out there because there was a study that came out that said it killed cancer cells. You know, the problem with that one was it was like in a petri dish.
Yeah, right.
And so it's just like the, you know, the cranberry juice for UTIs. Sure, it works in a petri dish, but not in the body because you
right.
can't directly put it on the cancer cell or whatever. You got to drink it and, you know.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not going to get straight to the cancer. So there's nothing in shows does anything for cancer. If you do drink it, there is a reduction in your chance of getting esophageal cancer.
Okay.
But it's not going to cure any cancers. But then again, if you take acetic acid in other forms, you're going to get that same protection as well. So
gotcha.
That's a good alternative, and it does do those things. But in my mind, this is 2018. We've got other options.
Yeah. And maybe one other thing that I would point out is that it's not really harmful if it doesn't go against any medications you're taking, any physical ailments that you have, and you do it in
moderate doses.
Moderate.
2 tablespoons a day, I think, is what they recommend. So
yeah.
Not very much. So less than what we did, I'm guessing.
1 to 2.
Yeah.
Probably what I did, not what you guys.
Well, what
did.
You didn't finish.
You probably
maybe.
Won.
It's still like, I can still taste it. It's in the back of my throat. I do not like it.
Well, and if that's just not your taste, then that would be a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found an interesting fun fact about the Golden Delicious apple was the genome uncovered 57,000 genes in the Golden Delicious. That's like twice as many as humans. We have about 20 to 25,000 genes.
Wow, that's apples.
Crazy. I know.
It's complex. See, better than pears. I'm telling you.
It's the magical fruit. No, that's beans.
It sometimes beans. Makes me too. Oh, they make me burp, actually, and I hate burping.
Yeah. Apples do?
Yes.
Hmm. Weird. Probably the... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was... what's in apple seeds? It's not cyanide.
Yeah.
Is it cyanide?
Yeah, I think it's cyanide, yeah.
And I remember I was reading that, you know... I think we can call him out by name now because he's kind of a charlatan in my mind. Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
He's horrible. But one of the things I was reading, you know, somewhere in my rabbit trail of reading for this, like he had an episode where he said we need to ban apple seeds because they're cyanide. And then I was like, do you know how many apple seeds you have to eat to even come close? You're
right.
Like drinking gallons, eating gallons of that stuff. Who eats that many apple seeds?
Yeah. And I remember hearing that same thing. And I was a little concerned because I had been educated. I think I've showed this to you about 4 or 5 years ago where somebody talks about how much waste there is with the apple and the way that we all generally eat. So having the core ends and then eating around, and then everyone thinks like the center is so gross. But if you eat an apple from one end or the other, so kind of removing the stem and the, you know, the end piece there, and eating it from the top down, you don't actually notice the core. And I didn't believe it, but I did it, and it was true. And, like, the only waste are the seeds, and I guess people could technically eat them and not even notice them.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go all the way through, and you're like, oh, I literally can eat the whole apple with no waste. But then I was like, oh, but what about the cyanide? And then I Googled it, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
When I was little, I heard that, oh, eating the entire apple is good for you. So when I was little, I tried it a couple times, and I was like, okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so disappointed in Dr. Oz because he says that stuff all the time. And the same thing, like, with aspartame, and he's like, don't do that because it, you know, has the formaldehyde. And I'm like... Yeah, but in the same safety margins that if you drank water, you would die first.
Well, and isn't there a new thing coming out about soda water? There's something in soda water similar to, like, what aspartame, like, there's the natural flavoring.
Like, just carbonated water?
Oh. Carbonated watering.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, it's probably the same as the aspartame. Like, you have to have... large amounts of it.
Well, and that's difference. And I can't remember the specific compound, but they're talking about, because it was the LaCroix thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that. That's the article I saw. Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, because LaCroix is using like fruit extracts, but their LaCroix was like, well, yeah, but it's coming from fruit. If you ate the fruit, you'd have the same problem. So what's the big deal?
Right. Yeah.
Talking about this, we'll see how that goes.
You can't win. So.
Dr. Oz, stop it.
I've never really given him the time of day anyway.
Me neither.
So, not a big... Like, well, didn't he start, like, on Oprah? Wasn't that the original, like... He was kind of, like, her guest. And then he, like, blew up from there.
Well, you might like it. I saw, too, the other day, he tweeted, and then it came out. Sawbones, I was listening to.
Yeah.
And they were talking about... He tweeted this astrology and medicine and how it could be good. And then, took it down like the same day because I think he got some
like ripped on him.
No, everybody ripped on him. He's like, dude, what are you doing? You can't say that. That's not true.
No, that's funny.
But no, so Sawbones did a astrology and medicine episode.
Oh, they did? Yeah. I have to listen to that.
Yeah,
I have to listen to their.
They were very politically correct, but they went off on Dr. Oz. They did not like him at all. It was great.
I like them. Oh, that's good. Well, good. So overall, you're saying there are medical benefits to apple cider vinegar, which is good because I feel like a lot of times we're like, myth, you know, like this is garbage. So you are saying there's benefits to apple cider vinegar?
There are some.
As well as other items that would produce the same benefits. But somebody taking a daily dose of it is not a harmful thing.
No, as long as you don't have kidney problems and you brush your teeth afterwards and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
You're not drinking a cup a day.
Yeah. And you don't have acid reflux. It's going to make that worse, obviously, because it's the acid in there.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, good.
Yay.
Well, if you liked what you heard or saw today, please check us out on YouTube or a podcast.
Or visit our website, medicalconfessions.com.